This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Oxetrol. Active ingredients, oxybutynin. This leaflet provides important information about using Oxetrol. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Oxetrol. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Oxetrol? Oxetrol contains the active ingredient oxybutynin. Oxetrol is a transdermal patch. Oxetrol is used in the treatment for overactive bladder. It delivers the active ingredient, oxybutynin, through your skin and into your bloodstream. Overactive bladder makes it hard to control when you urinate past water. Overactive bladder can make you urinate more often, increased frequency, or make you feel the need to urinate often, urgency. Overactive bladder can also lead to accidental urine loss, leaking, or wetting oneself. The active ingredient in Oxetrol, oxybutynin, is dissolved in the thin layer of adhesive that sticks the patch to your skin. Oxetrol delivers the medicine slowly and constantly through your skin and into your bloodstream for the 3 or 4 days that you wear the patch. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is not addictive. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. Care should be taken when driving or operating machinery, as this medicine may cause sleepiness or blurred vision. There is not enough information to recommend the use of this medicine for children under the age of 18 years. What should I know before I use Oxetrol? Warnings. Do not use Oxetrol if you are allergic to oxybutynin or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. This medicine must not be used by a child under the age of 18 years. Safety and effectiveness in children younger than 18 years have not been established. You must not use this medicine if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions. Urinary retention. Your bladder does not empty or does not empty completely when you urinate. Gastric retention. Your stomach empties slowly or incompletely after a meal. Toxic megacolon. A very inflated large intestine. Uncontrolled narrow angle glaucoma. High pressure in your eye. Severe ulcerative colitis. Inflamed bowel. Myasthenia gravis. Nerve weakness. You must not use this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should be given this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions. Liver disease. Kidney disease. Diarrhea, especially in patients with ileostomy or colostomy. Bladder obstruction blockage. Take any medicines for any other condition. Gastrointestinal obstruction blockage in the digestive system. Non-severe ulcerative colitis. Inflamed bowel. Prostatic hypertrophy. Enlargement of the prostate gland. Gastric reflux disease or esophagitis. Inflamed esophagus, the tube between your mouth and stomach. Hypothyroidism. Cardiovascular disease including coronary heart disease, congestive heart failure, cardiac arrhythmias, tachycardia, and hypertension. A neurological disorder including autonomic neuropathy, cognitive impairment, or Parkinson's disease. Tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before using Oxetrol. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Oxetrol may interfere with each other. These include Other anticholinergic drugs used to treat incontinence. Bisphosphonates used to strengthen bone. These medicines may be affected by oxytrol, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with, or avoid while being treated with this medicine. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and oxytrol may interfere with each other. These include other anticholinergic drugs used to treat incontinence. Bisphosphonates used to strengthen bone. These medicines may be affected by oxytrol, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with, or avoid while being treated with this medicine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect oxytrol. How do I use oxytrol? How much to take / use? One new oxytrol patch should be applied 2 times a week every 3 to 4 days according to your doctor's instructions. Wear only one patch of oxytrol at a time. Follow the instructions provided and use oxytrol until your doctor tells you to stop. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the label, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. When to take / use oxytrol. Try to change the patch on the same 2 days each week. Your box of oxytrol has a calendar checklist printed inside to help you remember your schedule. Mark the schedule you plan to follow. Always change oxytrol on the 2 days of the week you mark on your calendar. Where to apply it? Put the oxytrol patch on a clean, dry and smooth fold-free area of skin on your abdomen, stomach area, hips, or buttocks as shown in the picture on the package instructions. Avoid your waistline area, since tight clothing may rub against the patch. The areas you choose should not be oily, damaged, cut, or scraped, irritated rashes, or have any other skin problems. Do not put oxytrol on areas that have been treated with oils, lotions, or powders that could keep the patch from sticking well to your skin. Do not expose the patch to sunlight. Therefore, wear it under clothing. When you put on a new patch, use a different area of skin from the most recent patch site. Do not use the same area for the patch for at least 1 week. You may wish to try different locations when using oxytrol to find the locations that are most comfortable for you, and wear clothing will not rub against it. How to apply it? Each patch is sealed in its own protective pouch. When you are ready to put on the oxytrol patch, open the pouch and remove the patch. Apply the patch to your skin right away. Do not keep or store the patch outside the sealed pouch. The sticky adhesive side of the patch is covered by 2 strips of overlapping protective liner. Remove the first piece of the protective liner and place the patch, adhesive face down, firmly onto the skin. Bend the patch in half and gently roll the remaining part onto your skin using the tip of your fingers. As you roll the patch in place, the second piece of the protective liner should move off the patch. Apply firm pressure over the surface of the patch with your fingers to make sure the patch stays on. When putting on the patch, avoid touching the sticky adhesive side. Touching the adhesive may cause the patch to fall off early. Throw away the protective liners. Contact with water when you are bathing, swimming, showering, or exercising will not change the way oxytrol works. However, try to avoid rubbing the patch during these activities. If the patch partly or completely falls off, press it back in place and continue to follow your application schedule. If the patch does not stay on, throw it away. You should then put on a new patch in a different area, but continue to follow your original application schedule. How to remove it? When changing oxytrol, remove the old patch slowly and carefully to avoid damaging the skin. Once off, fold the patch in half with the sticky sides together. Since the patch will contain some oxybutynin, throw it away so that it cannot be accidentally worn or swallowed by another person, especially a child or a pet. Gently washing the application site with warm water and mild soap should remove any adhesive that stays on your skin after removing the patch. A small amount of baby oil may also be used to remove any excess residue. If the adhesive becomes dirty, you may require a medical adhesive removal pad that you can get from your pharmacist. Alcohol or other dissolving liquids, nail polish remover, or other solvents may cause skin irritation and should not be used. If you forget to use Oxitrol, if you forget to change your patch after 3 or 4 days, remove the old patch, put on a new patch in a different area, and continue to follow your original application schedule. If you use too much Oxitrol, if you think that you have used too much Oxitrol, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately remove the patch. Phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Overdosage with oxybutynin has been associated with anticholinergic effects including excitation of the nervous system, flushing and fever, dehydration, irregular heartbeat, cardiac arrhythmia, vomiting, difficulty passing urine, urinary retention. As Oxitrol is given to you as a single patch, it is very unlikely that you will receive an overdose. However, if you experience severe side effects, tell your doctor or nurse immediately. What should I know while using Oxitrol? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist you are using Oxitrol. If you become pregnant while you are being treated with this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are being given this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some tests from time to time to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Oxitrol. Things you should not do: driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Oxitrol affects you. Oxitrol may cause tiredness and drowsiness in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Drinking alcohol may increase sleepiness. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed or standing up, get up slowly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues or gets worse, talk to your doctor. Oxybutynin treatment may decrease sweating. You may overheat or have fever or heat stroke if you are in warm or hot temperatures. Looking after your medicine. Keep the patches in the original pack until it is time to use them. If you take the patches out of the pouch, they will not keep well. Keep the pack in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store Oxitrol in the refrigerator or the freezer. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Tell your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are using Oxitrol. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects: skin irritation including rash or slight redness and itching of the skin where the patch has been. This redness should disappear within several hours after removing the patch. Constipation, diarrhea, dysuria, difficulty urinating, dry mouth, nausea, reduced sweating, flatulence, fatigue or tiredness, sleepiness or drowsiness, headache, abdominal pain, back pain, blurred vision. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. These side effects are usually mild and short-lived. The most common side effects of oxytrol are skin reactions where the patch is put on. These reactions include redness and itching. If uncomfortable irritation or excessive itchiness continues, tell your pharmacist or doctor. If you take other medicines that cause dry mouth, constipation, or sleepiness, oxytrol can increase these effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects: shortness of breath, wheezing, or troubled breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. What to do? Call your doctor or nurse straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What oxytrol contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each oxytrol transdermal patch contains 36 mg oxybutynin and delivers approximately 3.9 mg of oxybutynin per day. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Triacetin. Acrylic adhesive solution containing 2-ethyl hexylacrylate, N-vinyl pyrrolidone and hexamethylene glycol dimethacrylate polymidomains. Clear backing film of polyester/ethylene vinyl acetate PET/EVA, AN. Siliconized polyester release liner PET. This medicine does not contain lactose, sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo dyes. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What oxytrol looks like. Each oxytrol patch is rectangular shape, slightly opaque, and is 39 cm squared. Printed on each patch are the words oxytrol 3.9 mg/day. The patch is composed of three layers. Layer 1 is a backing film which protects the adhesive drug layer. Layer 2 is the adhesive drug layer. Layer 3 is a release liner made up of two polyester strips that should be peeled off and discarded prior to applying the patch. Each box of oxytrol contains 8 patches 1 month's treatment. Ostar 1, 2, 5, 4, 8, 9. Who distributes oxytrol? Theramex Australia Pty Ltd. Level 22, 60 Margaret Street. Sydney, New South Wales 200-01-800. Theramex, or 1-800-843-726. This leaflet was prepared in June 2021.